believe you're going into your senior year.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. It's all goes fast. It's unbelievable how fast it's gone, and just trying to get as much out of this last year as I can.
You guys did this Navy SEALs thing. What was that like?
That was pretty wild, and it was a good team bonding experience. It wasn't just all about how tough or how tough they can make it on you and the workouts, but it was a good idea to help each other out and lead each other, and a different guy stepped up and led in each segment, and it was a great experience, and I think it'll really pay dividends on the road.
Toughest thing, the pool part of it, when they put the sweatshirt on you?
Yeah, that was a lot tougher than it looked. We all knew it was coming and trying to figure out a strategy, what to do, but once you're actually in there, it was tough to get it off, switch, and put your partners on. It was difficult, but we got through it, and we kept cutting our time down and made improvements, and it was a good experience.
Coach was talking about how last season when he said that when he held you accountable for stuff, that's when you began to respond and he really took notice of your play at the defensive end. What was it in particular that he was holding you accountable for?
Well, I think it was, pretty soon after I came back from my injury, I was just a little frustrated that I wasn't, having as much success as I wanted. But he told me, to settle down. You just came off major hand surgery. So, and then he told me, just defensively, just try to step my game up. And I felt like I did that. And it was just, paying more attention to the details in practice. A lot of times you just focus on offense, but to really pay attention to defense and watch yourself on film and really give a better effort on defense. I felt like I did and helped lead this team defensively.
How much more confident are you now with your defensive play, given the improvement that you were able to show as the season progressed?
A lot more confident. I think I learned some more things from these coaches and the staff, being a little more aggressive, getting up in the passing lanes and getting more steals as it showed, and just trying to carry those things over this year and have more success on that end of the floor, because it is two ends of the floor, and we need to show that.
As you're ready for the final year, and you reflect on what a strange trip it's been, three coaches.
I'll probably do a lot more reflecting when it's all said and done, but it's been a pretty crazy journey. It's not one I expected to happen, but it did, and you just kind of keep rolling with the punches, as I've said, and just keep working hard, and you can't control a lot of things. Things out of your control, you just keep working hard and doing the right things and stay out of trouble and get good grades and keep fighting, and good things will hopefully happen.
And going here was always where you wanted to be, but going elsewhere was never anything you ever considered through the changes?
No. I pretty solid. Just I wanted to be at Iowa and be a Hawkeye. I didn't want to, turn my back on the good people I've met around here and done so much for me. I knew they were going to bring in a great coach, and they did, and it's been a great year, and hopefully we can have an even better second.